the show survives almost solely on your donations and subscriptions. So if you do appreciate what we do here by giving a platform to commentators and people who basically have a real hard life, and let me explain something. Anybody who comes out saying what they believe to be the truth will offend both sides of every argument.
Right.
It's unavoidable. If you come out saying that the left and right paradigm is false, both the lefties and the rightists will attack you. Telling the truth is something that you get very little support for. Okay, I think there was some famous quote saying that only a patriot will go through all that kind of suffering, and after he's successful, after he's actually successfully caused the revolution itself, then everybody suddenly jumps on the bandwagon because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. That's the kind of people that I like to have on the show, because those are the people that really do deserve our attention. I understand that the world has no real justice, that those who do the right thing are those who wind up being at the hands of suffering and discrimination for a good part of their lives before being accepted. I understand that. However, I have never accepted the way the world works. I have only ever sought to make it the way I want to see it. That's what the show is about. If you support that cause, please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, donate, or perhaps subscribe for as little as a dollar a month, just so that we can give you some nice commercial-free archives, save you heaps of listening time. I put a lot of effort into it, just so that, you know, I don't have to keep begging for cash. In fact, I don't even like doing this right now at this particular moment, because I'd rather just be talking to my very special guest, Ryan Dawson. Welcome back.
I'm going to donate after that speech. It's true. It's what you said, and it's like not just about right and left, especially those of us who dabble into conspiracies. We'll catch it from both sides, too, because there's two extremes there. You'll get, on the one hand, people who don't believe in any conspiracy ever, like there's never been a covert operation by any intelligence agency ever. And that's what a conspiracy is. Any covert operation by CIA, KGB, Mossad, whatever, is a bunch of people organized, getting together, lying to everyone else, and doing something that would be otherwise considered criminal in secret. So it happens all the time. Then you have this other camp that believe practically any conspiracy they're ever given, and they are the ones who cause the stigma against everything in the middle, the legitimate things that have happened, where there are conspiracies. It's hard to get your foot in the door because of all the crazies.